program.
Are you listening? Do you hear it?
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You've heard of this?
Yeah.
It's cool. Dear God, here we go.
Both of these stories are fake.
Okay.
But they made the news in Detroit and in Texas. So we're talking the local TV stations covered these, and they found out that, yes, these stories aren't true, but there's got to be a certain amount of real to these stories for them even to come up.
Right. I see what you're saying. Like it's not like it's so, like, we used to do a segment called News from the Corner.
Right.
And we would do, like, stories from the Weekly World News. Really wacky stuff that was just literally written as fiction. We were like, this has to be The Onion. And it was. It was, like, stories that were just completely fictionalized. But they were pretty outrageous. Now some of those stories have a little bit of, like, huh, that feels real to them.
And this feels real, but I just don't, I almost called Elon Musk today to ask him if these are true, if I can be on that next rocket. Because I just want to go away. I'm done. Just Elon, pick me up, you know.
Take me with you and don't bring me back.
Yeah, don't bring me back. Just let me stay up there. I'm right. Fine with that. Okay, so this happened in Detroit. The school board had to come out to say, we are not doing this. This is not real. But I don't know how this started. The rumor was there's litter boxes in the bathrooms for students who identify as furries. So there are students to identify as cats that need a litter box in school.
Right, which is an Onion story, which is a false story there. Yeah.
But Fox 2 Detroit picked it up. So you go, well, that's just crazy. Did no kids identify as a cat? Guarantee there are kids that identify as cats. But anyway, but a story got picked up in Texas that they are now lowering all the tables in the cafeteria for students who eat with their mouth instead of hands because they identify as furries. This is a new thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is like, wait, remember when people were saying that they were seeing clowns outside their windows? Remember, like, there was that whole clown scare thing, but it wasn't true?
Right.
Yeah, this is like that, except it's furries.
And then another story where a teacher got fired because she wouldn't meow back to the student because the student was meowing because the student identified as a cat.
As a cat. Oh. The fact that any of these, see, this is the kind of thing. These stories are obviously, it's obvious these stories are not true. And it's one thing to put them on your news story as what we say in radio called a kicker. Like, the kicker story is usually the wacky thing that's going on, but it's always bullshit. It's always like a made up thing. The fact that these three stories were picked up as news stories is crazy.
Yeah, so not only were they picked up, but they made the 6 o'clock news.
KXAN's Grace Reeder joining us live in our newsroom because, Grace, Round Rock ISD is having to debunk a pretty bizarre rumor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll start by saying it is not true that tables are being lowered in Round Rock ISD cafeterias for kids who think they're animals and want to eat without their hands. We had to fact check that because a woman running for House District 136 tweeted it out, and it's gotten a whole lot of attention online. Political hopeful Michelle Evans referred to kids who want to eat like animals as furries in that tweet. That's usually a term used to describe a fetish, but has been used in some recent viral claims to loosely mean people who identify as animals. I will repeat that Round Rock says this is absolutely not true. They say their tables do not even have the physical ability to lower.
Oh my God. Grace, I'm so sorry for you, honey. I'm sure you went to school and you learned how to be on camera and you look great and you do a great job. And I feel so sorry that your career in journalism has come to this.
I love the comments on these stories. One guy said, the fuck did I just read? Another guy said, what the actual fuck is going on? Yeah, kids... I don't even know what to say anymore.
I wonder how did this get started?
It had to be, somebody had to say, I'm a furry and talk to me as a cat. This had to start somewhere.
No. This is like a Reddit thing or kids were just fucking around or like some something happened on TikTok or WhatsApp, or there's some like bunch of kids that got together and thought this will be funny. Like, we will fuck with these adults. Like, we will fuck with them. And it was meant to be a joke, and yet it just took off. Like, think about how easily some stupid shit goes viral that you're like, wait, what? Why are we, what is this?
I know three major news outlets are carrying the story.
Not three. All of the major news. I saw this story everywhere today. Everywhere. It's in the Independent. It was in the Post. It was like everywhere.
So I know there's got to be 1.5% that's true to come up with this.
Or if you remember, there's people out there that believe JFK Jr. is alive and behind a lot of shit going on in this country. So there's a lot of people out there that are just bananas, and we keep giving them a platform.
The minute a kid tells me they're a cat and I need to talk to them as a cat and pet them, I'm telling you right now, I'm getting on that thing that looks like a penis and shoots into space. I'm getting on thing.
That didn't happen.
If a kid tells me that, I'm telling you now, I'm out of here.
It's not going to happen. There aren't kids out there who are saying I'm a cat and treat me as a cat. The whole thing is bullshit. Trust me, it's not happening. Well, if you get on that stupid rocket, I think you need to take Kanye with you, because he is falling apart, man. Did you see some of the things that he's been saying lately?
I read a lot of stories, so I know what to talk about on this show. And every time the K word comes up, it's either Kim or Kanye. I skip right past it.
I know. And every once in a while, I remind you that it's important we talk about it, because it's out there and everyone's talking about it, and it's just bananas. And we can't. This is one of those things that is not even about Kim and Kanye and Pete anymore. This is really about when your ex starts dating somebody new and you are furious, you're jealous, it's like rocking your world. So TMZ is reporting that Kanye's like far out bizarre behavior. Remember, he had written a lyric recently in his latest diss track that said, "God save me from the crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass."
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was his whole thing in there. He is now going around, I'll say allegedly, but he's actually said it to people, and those people have called TMZ. But I have to tell you that Kanye's people are denying this. Kanye is going around telling people that Pete Davidson has AIDS.
That he has AIDS?
That he has AIDS, which of course he doesn't. But that's how much he hates Pete Davidson and hates the fact that he is happily dating his ex.
With AIDS.
He's walking around being like, you know, man, Pete Davidson, he got AIDS.
Wow.
That's some serious libel there. I mean, that's why Kanye's people are denying that that's being said. But listen, here's the thing. If Kanye says that to a group of people when they're hanging around, how can Pete Davidson sue him? Because it's hearsay. Kanye can be like, I never said that.
Unless he said it on a show or on the record or
publicly,
somebody recorded
right,
it.
Exactly. Right, right, right. But Pete Davidson, that famously also has mental health issues, probably has a little bit of sympathy for the fact that Kanye has mental health issues.
Oh, no. If I'm Pete Davidson, I have no sympathy for that. No sympathy at all. You don't tell the world I have AIDS. I'm coming after you. I got to hit you. I got to break your nose, dude. I'm sorry. You're spreading rumors. I got to hit you.
Okay, but you won. You have the prize, which in little threesome is Kim Kardashian.
Doesn't matter. I have to hit you, and I have to go find your dad and hit him. I'm sorry, I'm going to apologize the whole time, but that's the man code. You lie like that about me, it doesn't matter if I won the prize or not. I still have to fight you.
I feel like that's kicking a guy when he's down. Not that Kanye should be out there saying that to people, but Kanye is desperate. He's like an animal who's like been pushed into a corner and he's just fighting his way out, you know, and he's doing it every way he possibly can. Here I am defending Kanye of all people.
But, right.
But you know, it's his own fault that his marriage is over. I get it. And I think it's good that Kim Kardashian grew a pair and finally left him when he refused to get mental health help, you know, or acknowledge he had mental health issues or be medicated and any of that kind of stuff. So, I, you know, kudos to her for leaving. But, you know, Kanye, this is – he's like being made into like a public – I don't know. It's not making Kanye look good that Kim left him so publicly. Do you know what I mean? And hooked up with Pete Davidson, who's like younger and the it guy so quickly after Kanye. Like that is the – I'm sure Kanye can't sleep at night. Like this probably keeps him awake. He's so angry. So he came up with the idea of starting to spread rumors that Pete Davidson has AIDS.
Right. And Kim let her daughter have TikTok, which Kanye was 100% against. So she's doing all the right things to make him crazy. And now he wants to buy a house near her, like on the same block.
I told you this before. He already bought that house.
So he already bought the house?
Yeah. So he bought a house on her block. And here's what's interesting about the house. It was like $7.5 million, which sounds like a lot of money to us. But in celebrity world, that's actually like a little tiny. It's not a very big house. Mm-hmm. It's not been renovated. It's only like 2-3 bedrooms. It's small. But it's right there on her block. And his excuse is that he wants to be closer to his kids so that when the kids come over, you know, they can just walk across the street to daddy's house or anytime they want to see him, he'll be there for them.
It's a dump.
Well, it's not a dump. I think it even has like a horse stable, which is weird. But it's not a huge piece of property. That sounds bigger. I'm making it sound bigger than it actually is. In celebrity world, it's not a big house. It's the proximity that he was interested in. So he can... Right. You know, he's saying it so he can be close to his kids, but obviously he's trying to get back with Kim. That's what he's been saying. He wants back in.
He probably has a telescope perched up in his bedroom so he can look through and try to see if he can see her, see what she's doing, fly drones.
That would make me so uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. If my like estranged, I mean, they're not really estranged because they still do shit together and they see each other for the kids and they try and maintain like a decent relationship.